In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
Come in. I'm almost packed.
I'm not rushing you.
No, you're just standing in the doorway watching me like a hawk.
Considering your track record of taking my things, can you blame me?
I did what I had to do, Maxine.
What you had to do? You nearly burned down Scarlett's whole business. Do you have any idea what you've done to my reputation?
I don't think you understand the gravity of what I'm dealing with
here. I understand exactly. That's why I told you not to do it.
I didn't have a choice. Look, I'm really sorry, Maxine.
Me too. You're a smart girl, Kira, and you have good instincts. But you are not ready for what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, well, I have to be.
Then for the sake of this whole world, I wish you luck. You can drop your key in the mailbox when you leave.
You know I have nowhere else to go, right?
Like I said, you're a smart girl, Kira. You'll figure it out.
I'm going, Maxine. I just need a goddamn minute.
It's me, Kira.
Zoe? Zoe, what are you doing here?
I had to see you.
How are you here? What happened to you?
No, we don't have time for that. Where is Felicia?
She's, well, I don't exactly know right now. We sort of had a fight.
That's good.
Sorry, I would disagree.
Here, listen. You have to stay away from her. She's dangerous. She's not what you think.
What are you talking about?
I don't have much time. He'll be back soon and I won't survive another punishment. Just promise me you'll stay away from Felicia.
Oh, okay, I promise.
Good.
Well, what does that smell? It smells like burning.
I don't smell anything.
This doesn't make sense.
You told me Felicia was the key to everything. Why did you tell me to find her in the first place if I'd have to stay away from her? Who are you? You people. Humans. You're fascinating. Do you know that?
You're him. You're Tan Mitador.
You really believe you're exceptional.
Maxine!
She can't hear us. She thinks she knows my world. My magic. I can assure you, she is as incompetent as you are.
What have you done with Zoe?
She disobeyed me. Believed that forming a link to you would somehow be worth her punishment. It wasn't. She's in more pain than she's ever felt. and you will not be seeing her again.
I'm not afraid of
you. Yes, you are. I can smell it. Bravery. A useless virtue. I remember your family, you know. No, not your father or your mother or your precious brothers. They were too weak to face me. But the rest of your little Barrington clan. I dug under their delicate skin. I searched every inch of their insides. And do you know what I felt? Insignificance. You are insignificant, Kira Barrington.
If I'm so insignificant, then kill me. End it.
This is not the end. It's only the beginning. Yeah, right. Go on. I could snap your neck like a twig, break your bones like glass, and you couldn't do a thing. You exist because you don't matter, not because you do. So go on. Try your best to stop me. I'll enjoy watching you fail. But you will stay away from Felicia and her son. So blame me, and you, and everyone you know and love will burn.
Kira, I'm sorry, but I have a client coming.
I was just leaving.
Mama, look!
In a second, sweetie.
No, Mama, look
at... In a minute, honey, I'm busy.
Now!
No, won't you just be quiet for 5 minutes, Benjamin? Benjamin, I'm so sorry, honey. Please, I'm sorry, I didn't... I hadn't been sleeping. I was working a lot. I think that was what I blamed it on then, but those things were just symptoms. It was the thing. 10 Meter Door. I worked to distract myself from the fear, and I kept myself awake to avoid sleep, because that was when I was truly alone. As soon as I shut my eyes, I was accosted by images of the thing wearing Ezekiel's battered body, standing moon-eyed over Benjamin.
Look, Mama.
You want to read a book? Oh, not that one, honey. That book's for grown-ups. It's about some bad men who did bad things to people. Every other waking moment I spent poring over Arthur Gurdon's book, Voodoo in Southern America. Reading Dr. Joachim's story convinced me the answers to my questions were in that book, but there was a problem. Part of the story was missing. Whole chapters torn out of the book. I needed to find another copy, but where? Then I remembered. I still had a friend in this fight. At least I hoped I did, after everything that happened at Scarlet's.
Hello?
Kira. Where have you been? You haven't answered your phone?
Just busy. Life stuff.
Uh-huh. Can you meet? I need to talk.
Yeah, today's not really great for me, actually.
Please? It's important.
Give me an hour.
Something was wrong. I figured it was a little fight we'd gotten into, me shouting at her on the car ride home at Scarlett's that day. I'd apologize, and she'd forgive me, and we'd find the book. Because we had to.
So, it's gone?
It's not gone. I have it to the part about Dr. Joachim's murder and Alphonse leaving Natchez, but there's a whole chunk missing.
Sounds like a dead end to me.
We have to find another copy.
Remember what Scarlett said. Less than 1,000 copies were even printed. Most of them are toilet paper now.
The answers we're looking for are in that book. I can feel it.
Have you even looked into who Arthur Gurdon was? The kindest review I found called him an occasionally whimsical teller of tall tales.
He's a con man, Felicia. Don't waste your energy.
Your family's in this story, Kira. You're not a whimsical tall tale or whatever they
call it. Or it could just be another manipulation by by him.
Okay, fine. We'll put a pin in the book. But how about those rituals you were looking into? You said Maxine had a book, right? That could kill demons or something.
What, the Liber Tenebris Angeli?
Those don't kill demons. They're just a trap to hold them in a little sigil bubble where they can't lie to you. Which does not sound like the kind of firepower we need.
So if he's trapped, he can't lie to us? That's perfect. We can ask how to make him go away and he'll have to tell us the answer, like a truth serum in a spy movie.
And how often does truth serum actually work in spy movies? Besides, Maxine wasn't exactly vouching for Liber Tenebris magic. The book is a mass market paperback you can buy on Amazon. It's probably bullshit.
Why are you being like this?
Like what?
The last time I saw you, you couldn't shut up about Joachim or Tan Mitador and beating in, and now you won't even say his name?
And look where going down this rabbit hole has gotten us, Felicia. I mean, Jesus, you look like hell. When was the last time you slept through the night?
I have been busy trying to figure out how to keep us all alive.
I am aware that death is a possibility, Felicia, believe me.
Is this about the ride home from Scarlet's? I am sorry I snapped at you, Kira.
God, you think it's all about you. Always.
You said it was about me multiple times.
Where do I work?
What?
What do I do for work?
I don't know.
Do I have a boyfriend? A girlfriend? Am I non-binary?
Okay, what are you talking about?
What about pets? Am I a dog person or a cat person?
I don't know.
Exactly. You know what you need to know about me to serve yourself. But you don't actually know me. You don't care to.
You're being ridiculous.
I have lost just as much as you, Felicia. I can't always be worrying about you and your needs.
Well, then why did you come?
I came to tell you goodbye. I'm done. With all of this.
Oh, come on, Kira. This is not...
No. Let's face it, all right? We were never out there looking for the same thing. We're characters in two different stories. You are the chosen one. Benjamin's the golden child, and... Hell, I'm just the girl who should have died 25 years ago.
Kira.
Good luck, Felicia.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was adrift. With Kira gone, I was energy with no direction. I read Gurdon's book over and over, despite the missing chapters, and I looked everywhere for another copy. I thought of Kira's last words to me, that we were characters in two different stories. but I wondered, was I even a character in my own? Or was I just a prop? Scenery on a stage, waiting for lights to dim, for the curtains to close. Waiting for purpose that may never come. Finally, I broke down and went to my doctor. She gave me pills to help me sleep, and they did their job. The nightmare stopped. But instead of dreaming, it was just nothing. And I was in a haze when I was awake. Whatever I was doing, it wasn't living. I found myself where my mother was, staring at that bottle of pills, just wondering how many it would take to make it stop.
Kira?
Felicia Cox?
Yes.
I'm Lainey Ridgway, assistant librarian at the University of Florida. I'm calling in response to an email about a book, Voodoo in Southern America.
Yes, of course. Do you have it?
Unfortunately not. I'd say if you're looking for a book like that, I'd recommend you stay away from most academic institutions.
Yeah, I'm getting the sense Arthur Gurdon isn't very well respected.
Especially not here. Go figure. He used to work here back in the 30s, then he published that book and became a laughingstock. College can't have that.
Well, thanks for the information. Sorry to have bothered you.
Wait a second. I said the school doesn't have the book. I didn't say I didn't. My boyfriend, Dale, he's got a little comic book shop here in Gainesville. He says he's got a copy. Picked it up, hoping one of his sci-fi or fantasy nerd friends might buy it. He'll ship it.
Seriously? I mean, that would be amazing. Thank you so much. You have no idea how hard I've been looking for
this. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Felicia. Sounds like you really need this book. What's it worth to you?
It was extortion, what I paid for that book, but I didn't care. I felt like a weight had been lifted. I finally had something to go on. I felt good, hopeful, for the first time in a long time. I thought about those missing chapters and what secrets might be in them, and what answers might finally lead us to some peace. I thought of Dr. Joachim and his impossible plans and creatures. I imagined Cash's daughter, Charlotte. I wanted to know what happened to all of them. I guess I was finally beginning to understand Kira's obsession. Finally, there it was.
Bubble wrap!
That's right. You want to pop it? Oh, look what Mama got, Benjamin.
Look, picture.
There's no pictures, honey. It's just a... Oh, there is a picture here. Tucked between the pages, a photo had fluttered onto the floor. It was of my mother, bouncing Shane on her lap. No, this isn't happening. I found another copy. This is not happening. Ah! No, Reese, stop. I need this. I need it. No. It's gone. I stood in the ashes of my one answer, staring defeat in the eyes. And I realized that I wasn't even scared. I was numb. I thought that book was my last hope. But Tan Mitador had been toying with me. I was broken. Something strange happened this time, though. The photograph didn't burn away, didn't turn to ash. It stayed, and the next day, another photo appeared in the house. This one was of my father with Shane, smiling a smile that I never got to see in person. I found 2, 3, maybe 4 a day. I even saw my mother's house in Rahway, New Jersey for the first time. Tan Mitador was taunting me, torturing me with them. But I didn't care. I savored each one. The barest glimpses of the family I was never meant to have.
Oh, honey. You are not okay, are you?
Mom?
Don't be afraid, Felicia. I'm not him. I'm not even me.
Who? Who are you?
I'm you. So don't worry. Your own imagination can't hurt you.
I'm dreaming this.
Dreaming? Waking? Alive? Dead? Does any of that make me less real?
I miss you, Mom.
I miss you, too. Ugh, look at this. Yeah, Shane's first carnival. Your father must have taken this one. I never would have used that lighting.
Can you tell me about it? That day?
Well, technically, I don't remember, sweetheart. I'm your memory. But let's see what we can think of. We're walking through the rides and the games, sawdust on the ground. Shane holding your father in my hands. And he sees a big teddy bear, big and brown, hanging above the ring toss. And it's all rigged, and your father knows that. But Shane needs that teddy bear. So your dad walks up, drops a buck for 6 rings, and doesn't miss a single one.
And Shane spends the rest of the night dragging it around, happy as can be. And you are too. Gosh, I never saw you so happy, Mom. Not once.
I suppose you never did. You only got one gift from me, Felicia. That was the gift of fear.
I don't want to be afraid. I don't want Benjamin to be afraid.
Honey, I'm sorry, but afraid is all we're ever going to be. You're running out of options. You've already started to crumble. I recognize that bottle on your bedside table.
I don't sleep well.
That's what I said at first, too. But I bet you stare at that bottle sometimes. I bet you stare at it for what seems like hours. Would it really be so bad to let it all go, Felicia?
Of course it would. I would never do something like that.
It's okay. I understand. The thing will never give up on you. It will never give up on Benjamin. It will follow you to the ends of the earth. What sort of childhood is that for him? What sort of life is that for you? You're so tired. I was tired too.
So I should kill myself. Leave Benjamin alone.
Who said anything about leaving him behind?
How can you say that, Mom?
But I'm not Mom. Remember? I'm you.
No, shut up!
See? You're thinking about it now. You crush them up, put them in a blender, mix it with Hershey's syrup and ice cream. Benjamin likes milkshakes,
no,
doesn't
he? Stop! Get out of my house!
You can fight it all you want, honey, but it comes to all of us the same. Save yourself and your son the pain.
Get out! Pills weren't enough anymore. The nightmares were back.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Felicia?
Hey, Chantal.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's good. I assumed something was wrong since you haven't called me.
I know, and I need to apologize to you.
For?
For being pretty much an all-around shitty friend. I've been crumbling for longer than I realized, and it's not just Isaiah or work, it's things I don't even understand. But I'm trying to understand.
Alicia, it's okay.
No, it's not. Actually, it's really not, Chantal. All you wanted was to help, and I just pushed you away. I didn't think that I deserved your help. I'm still not sure I do, but I'm tired of being alone, and I need you, so please forgive me. Chantal?
What'd you think, I was gonna say no? Of course I forgive you, Fee. And I won't pretend to know what you've been going through, but I'm glad you're gonna let me try.
Thank you.
Please. You remember sophomore year when you puked on my hair in the cab home from that frat party? If I got over that, I can get over this.
Mommy! Mommy! Is that Aunt Felicia?
It is, baby. You want to say hi?
Hi, Felicia. I'm gonna be a big sister.
What?
Ava, I wanted to tell her. You just wait till you're old enough for Harry Potter. I'm gonna leak all the spoilers for you.
Chantal, you're...
pregnant. Yes, ma'am. Confirmed at the doctor a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, Chantal. Congratulations. What about Brian?
We worked it out. A lot of apologies going around these days.
I'm just so happy for you.
Thank you. And if it's a boy, we were thinking of naming him Isaiah.
That's beautiful, Chantal. He would love that.
Thank you. I think so, too. Feels like there's something else you want to talk about. I'm here.
I feel like there's something following me. It's been there a long time, my entire life, maybe just a few steps behind. And lately, it's like it's getting closer.
Ooh, we are going deep today. Want to know the way I see it? Death, loss, pain, they're always behind you like that. Sipping coffees, checking their watches. You can stress about it, or you can do the one thing that tragedy doesn't want you to do.
What's that?
Live anyway and be happy. That old bitch death hasn't got you yet, so live while you're dying. Don't die while you're living.
Thanks, Chantal.
Time.
Maybe it was the news of the baby, or maybe apologies were just in the air. But I felt like I needed to find Kira. If not to fix things, at least to tell her I was sorry.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Kira Barrington.
She's not here anymore, sorry.
Wait. What do you mean? Did she move out?
I don't know how well you know her, miss, but I would suggest you stay away. She's trouble.
What did she do?
She took something that didn't belong to her. Several things, actually.
Damn it. She took the ritual book from you, didn't she? The Liber Tenebris and Jelly.
Who are you?
I'm just a friend.
No, you're not. You're her. Felicia.
Yes.
You need to leave.
No, wait! No, I don't think you understand what Kira and I have gone through.
I understand that you opened a doorway to something powerful and evil, and now you don't know how to fix what you broke.
Fix what we broke? No, you think we started this?
Kira broke my rules, and those rules are there for a reason.
It broke our rules first. This monster, this thing has tormented me my entire life, and since I was a child, and now it's going after my son. And I didn't ask for that. And neither did Kira. I mean, Christ, both our families are dead because of this thing, and you have the gall to blame us for it?
I didn't know it was threatening your child.
Yeah, well, that much is clear. Kira is a good person. She didn't give up on me, and now I'm not giving up on her. Now, please, tell me where she is.
Oh, no. Stay. Heal. Stop trying to kill me. Stupid dogs.
I worked at a kennel for extra cash in college. Need a hand?
I've got it.
Yeah.
How did you find me?
Lucky guess. I went to Maxine's.
That traitor.
Why didn't you tell me she kicked you out?
Would it have made a difference? You shouldn't be here, Felicia.
I needed to see you. I'm sorry about everything. And I completely understand if you don't want to do this anymore, but I needed you to know that I was wrong for taking you for granted the way I did.
Look, I'm not mad at you, Felicia, okay? It's not about you at all. I'm trying to keep everyone safe.
Keep everyone safe? What are you talking about?
You and Benjamin need to leave.
Kira, did something happen?
Mama! I told you what would happen to Kira Barrington.
Stay away from me.
You are my pet, and you didn't listen.
You told her to stay away from me? That's why she left?
You are so important to me, Felicia. You and little Benjamin both. We don't need this insignificant little girl coming between us.
No. No. You talk, and you threaten, and you make all these big, fiery gestures, all just to scare us. You like it when we're afraid. But I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Felicia, don't—
No, I am done playing his game, okay? So go on. Whatever it is you want from me, just try and take it.
Listen to me, you foolish girl.
No, I don't think I will listen anymore. You won't take what you want because you can you?
You will burn by the end of this. You will all burn.
What just happened?
I think we just figured something important out. He can't actually hurt us. He needs something from us. Alive.
We know he needs you and Benjamin alive. What about me? What about other people? That's what he said, Felicia. That's why I left. He said if I didn't stay away, he'd burn me and everyone I loved and cared about. He said he'd burn Maxine.
He can try.
Maxine?
I think Felicia is right. Apologies are in order. That was him, wasn't it? The entity we contacted.
Yes.
He's powerful. We'll need these.
The third pentacle of Jupiter. This is a sigil.
Wear it around your neck. There's one for you too, Felicia. It may not help against whatever that was, but it can't hurt. You'll need this too.
Is this the Liber Tenebris Angeli?
No, that book is mass-market paperback bullshit. This is real magic. These are the original rituals and rites before they were mistranslated and reprinted into oblivion. I got it from a friend years ago. These will work.
I thought you were against using these.
I am against amateurs using them. I am not an amateur.
You're gonna help us.
I consulted my cards after you left. Kira, this ritual is your destiny, and destiny is unchangeable. I can't take back the time I wasted not believing you, but the least I can do is make sure you're prepared.
What do we do?
The ritual is not an easy one. Success requires patience and practice and commitment. And the entity you're trying to trap, the entity I saw that night, the night it destroyed my Ouija board, will not be contained by the sigil for long. You'll be allowed a few minutes at most.
A few minutes is all we need.
Magic of this caliber is not for dabblers. It requires immense control over one's faculties.
But how do we trick this thing? I mean, you saw it. It knows what we're doing practically all the time.
We use bait.
Yeah, okay. Who wants to volunteer to lure in a killer interdimensional monster?
Someone it wouldn't dare to kill. Me.
The Burn Photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Catherine McNamara as Kira Barrington, Bertilla Damas as Maxine, Eliza Pryor as Zoe Barrington, Ellen Rowe as Bonnie Ibanez, Sabungale Malambo as Chantal, Austin Kane as Robbie Harding. Additional performances by Jen Wong, Drew Bryant, Jules Hartley, Zoe Luna. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shenyin Hiyu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor, David Tatasciore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lance Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Neronia. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q-Code production.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.